This is the Composer's Datebook for September 12th. I'm John Zach. Have you ever been to Venice? Well, quite a number of the 20th century's greatest composers have. For decades, they routinely visited that city's famous canals and churches during a biennial music festival that showcased brand new works by the likes of Stravinsky, Prokofiev, Britten, and others. The French composer Darius Milhaud describes sharing space with several of his composer colleagues in a cramped festival green room. It was a normal sight to see Stravinsky's raincoat and Constant Lambert's tweed overcoat hanging near my two walking sticks, writes Milhaud. Meanwhile, the Italian composer Hildebrando Pizzetti would be putting up a mirror, opening a silver toilet case and arranging flowers, his wife's photograph, and a sheaf of telegrams. On today's date in 1937, Milhaud conducted the first performance of his Suite Provençale at the Venice Festival. This jaunty score proved to be one of his most popular orchestral works. Okay, fast forward to 1954. This time it was Leonard Bernstein's turn. On today's date that year, he was in Venice conducting the premiere of his Serenade for violin and orchestra with Isaac Stern, the featured soloist. Like Milhaud's Suite Provençale, Bernstein's Serenade has become one of the composer's most frequently programmed concert works. Despite its admirable track record for picking winners, the Venice Festival shut down operations in 1973. Although its impact lives on in the number of modern masterworks it helped launch in its day. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter at our website, composersdatebook.org. The Composer's Datebook is produced by American Public Media in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.